Hi. So my name is Anne Marie McKelvey, and I'm the founder and director of the, what is it called, the Mindfulness Coaching School. Periodically, we just sort of forget who we are entirely, which is a good thing, because we're more in our bodies sometimes that way and not in our heads. I am in the process of letting people in. So let me, sorry, there's still more people coming in. Okay, I'm going to try. Lisha, I'm going to, okay, I guess I'm going to just allow you to talk and let's see if that pulls you in. It does. Okay, that's it. That's what I'll do. Okay, so here we go. Let's take a deep breath and get here. Find your body here, find your mind here. It's snowing here outside of Santa Fe. I'm gonna go see a Judy Collins concert tonight, and like I'm gonna split right after this to get into town. And it's snowing, so I'm gonna have to go slow or not go at all, but we'll see. I'm ready to listen to her and just sort of be with my peeps from Santa Fe. It's been a long time. We're just starting to open up around the world and be together, rub elbows together. And there's a war that many of us are more aware of than any other war that has happened in a long time. Not that one war is better than the other or worse than another. They're all pretty bad. But what we're going to be talking about tonight is the war within ourselves. Like, what's happening? What are the wars inside of you? And how does coaching come into that? Because there are a lot of people out there in the world, probably all of us on this call included, that there are aspects of ourselves that we just don't like, and we war with them. And we're supposed to be better than that, or more than that, or less than, or but never just enough. I remember when I was like 2 months into being a mom, and this wonderful intern came in just to kind of prep me, for the what was it called? Well baby visit, I think is what they were called back then. And I just burst into tears. I said, I don't know how to do this. And my mom just left today. And she was like, she's been with me for 3 months. And I was just so upset. And he said, wait a minute, wait a minute. How much do you love this little boy? Well, then I even cried harder. And then he said, it's okay to be a good enough mom. It's okay to be a good enough mom. And that stuck with me. And I had never heard that phrase before. And that was 35 years ago. And I hang out with that sometimes because I need to do a stamp of approval periodically on myself. It's like, Anne Marie, no matter what happens today, you're approved of. And I don't know about you all, but I don't think I've ever woken up in the morning going, I'm going to do my worst today. It's like I'm always trying to do my best. And sometimes that falls short and I'm disappointed in myself or someone else's, not, yeah, some or someone else's. But what we're going to be doing today is talking about that stamp of approval and the wars within us. Leonard Cohen has, I pulled up the lyrics because I don't have, I can't sing at all these days. I should, Cindy, I should have called you and said, help me, help me. Cindy Friedman is our cantor at the school, and she graces us with her beingness. I guess I'm gonna have to look it up. Anyway, Leonard Cohen wrote it, he sang it, and for those of you who've known me for a while, you know that Leonard Cohen is my guy. And I was so disappointed when he died. I was so sad. Because in many ways he was like my root teacher. And in Buddhism, a root teacher is someone who we really learn a lot from and we go to. Never met the guy, but I heard him talk to someone at a restaurant one time who was good friends with him, and I almost passed out. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. But he was a remarkable man. He was an incredible poet, and And then he put his poems to music. And as a result, he became very well known for that. These are his lyrics. I'm just going to do a few of them. But this is from the song, There Is a War. There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say there isn't. Why don't you come on back to the war? That's right, get in it. Why don't you come on back to the war? It's just beginning. Well, I live here with a woman and a child. The situation makes me kind of nervous. Yes, I rise up from her arms. She says, I guess you call this love. I call it room service. Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be a tourist. Why don't you come on back to the war before it hurts us? Why don't you come on back in to the war? Let's all get nervous. And then it continues and it says, you know, you cannot stand what I've become. You much prefer the gentleman I was before. I was so easy to defeat. I was so easy to control. I didn't even know there was a war. So his eyes are starting to become unveiled, just like what's been happening in the United States and North America the last few years, well, all over the world, in terms of just equality, you know, just honoring people for who they are. And so it continues, it goes on. But what would happen if we, each of us, just stepped into our own wars and looked at them head on? I have a friend over in Ukraine. At least I think he's still in Ukraine. I hope he and his family are out now. But the last message I got from him was, you know, each night we look for another safe place to stay. And this is a psychologist in Ukraine, and he's a dear. He's in his early 30s, and you know, and he's just trying to find safe places for his family to be. So there's a war going on externally that we're all very much aware of, just like we're very much aware of how we treat each other and how people are not treated well. And I could go on and on about that, but what I really want to get into is our own internal wars. In many ways, this is what our school is about. Although, you know, it's called Mindfulness Coaching School, it is about those wars inside of ourselves, because each of our classes, we ask each of our students in each class to go deep into that class, go deep into the homework, get coached every week. So if someone's taking two or three classes in 1 week, they're getting coached 3 to 4 hours a week in practice coaching times. So a lot's coming up, a lot gets stirred up, and a lot gets transcended and transformed. So oftentimes, you know, we've got students that are coming to class a little cross-eyed. It's like, well, who am I? You know, I mean, really, I can approve of myself? Really? And I can actually go back into the war and stand up for myself and my own rights, my own freedoms. So we ask our students to do that because we ask ourselves, our faculty, myself, asks. And it's one of the reasons why I have the school. So I'm held accountable to living the best life I can out there. And I, you know, as I said earlier, there are times when I do it dismally, but I never wake up in the morning thinking, I just really don't think I'm going to do well today. I'm just going to really, ugh. You know, that's not, I don't do that. I never have. And I don't think either of you have either. So our classes are on that in many ways. That's why we have Deeper Than Words, which is all about nonviolent communication. And it's about, you know, what needs are not being met, what needs are being met. It's why we have group coaching on how to get along. You know, is it right now? Yeah, currently in group coaching, we have someone who was born and raised in Russia. And she's with people from Europe because we're an international school. And they're learning to, you know, I mean, they're not having a problem getting along at all. But But it's like we put different combinations together of people because they come to the school, they take a class, and boom, the universe puts them in these situations. So I want to encourage each of you to look at the war, and maybe it's wars, it could be plural, inside of you that you're fighting. And maybe you don't fight it. Maybe you just walk into it and see all the mishigosh. Is that how I say it, Cindy? Thank you. Thank you. You know, that we see all that inside of us, but we learn how to navigate through it. You know, we have a class that just started in January called Navigating Through Trauma. And it's specific to what's going on in the world and all the different ways that we're having to look at how to live here on this planet. So, you know, there's a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There's a war between the left and right, a war between the black and white, a war between the odd and the even. But what happens when we take those differences and instead of making them wrong, instead we just kind of go, wow, that's great. You know, I mean, isn't that why we travel? You know, to be in cultures that are different than ours? Isn't that why we go into places that typically we wouldn't because we weren't raised in that hood? But we want to learn more. We want to learn where our edges are. And that's what we do here at the school. And we also do a lot of other things too. We bring love and kindness into our classes also. So this isn't a big marketing deal on the school, but I just wanted to say that to be able to give yourself a stamp of approval just for being you, just for being right here on this planet, is a pretty wonderful thing to do. There was a YouTube video out. I don't know if it's still out there. This is like, probably 7 or 8 years ago. And there's this guy down in like a parking lot underground, and he's taking people's tickets, you know, their parking tickets, and they pay him money and then he stamps it approved. And at first it's just a normal stamp of approval. And then after a while, after like a minute or two, there are lines going up around the block. Everybody wants to be approved. They all want to be approved of. And so he just keeps stamping them and goes, you are approved. Next, you are approved. Next. And so anyway, you might look for it. It's kind of fun. But imagine if you took an imaginary, well, heck, not even an imaginary. If you went down and just bought one of those stamps and got it, you know, carved into I am approved, what would happen to your life if you approved of everything that you do? Like that ice cream cone, those extra pounds, the not getting your PhD, the getting your PhD instead of staying home and raising your children. I mean, there's all these opposites that we have that we're always, you know, weighing. So, but what would happen if all of a sudden you just stopped that and just a stamp of approval, just the way I am, I'm okay. And maybe you can up-level that to just the way I am, I can love myself. And then maybe you up-level that and go, I'm perfect just the way I am. So we just keep up-leveling those kind of mantras or affirmations. So I just wanted to give you that little hit that's where I've been thinking these days. I wrote a little bit of a little article in the newsletter that went out last week, if you want to read it. And I mentioned Ivan and Nikolai in Ukraine and how, for me, it doesn't make sense because I have spoken with the Russian and Ukrainian ICF chapters, and they meet together. And they laugh together. They know each other really well because they're just, you know, across the border from each other. And I just was so taken with how warm everybody was. And so this invasion has really kind of wrapped itself around me periodically. So that's where I'm looking at right now internally, because there's not a lot I can do externally. I mean, I am doing some things, but not as proactively as I would like to. So, with all that said, I'd like to just find out who's here and where you're from and what war you're fighting within yourself, if you feel inclined to share that. If you don't, it's fine. You don't have to. Excuse me. And for those of you who are not showing your bonny faces, I'll call your name, and all you have to do is just unmute yourself, and you can just share your name, where you're from, and what war you're fighting within yourself. Or just say, you know, my name's Sage. Sage, and Sage, you live in Philadelphia, don't you? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, my name's Sage. I live in Philadelphia, and I'm not into disclosing the war right now. You know, I mean, that's okay. There's no problems there. But I think it is important to acknowledge that many of us on this call are fighting wars, and not just one. Could be two or three, could be many. So my name's Anne Marie McKelvey, and I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the war I'm fighting currently today is my energy levels. I'm fighting, do I have enough energy to dot 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 dot? Of course I have enough energy to dot 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 dot, but maybe I don't have enough energy to dot dot dot. So that's my war. Cindy Friedman.
Hello, I'm Cindy Friedman. I'm also in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And FYI for you, Anne Marie, it is not snowing at the moment in town
Okay, good. Thanks.
for your concert. And one war I'm fighting at the moment is a desire for better self-care and better care of my body. And I'm fighting myself, and I have not been able to get where I want to go with that.
Good, thank you. And Judah.
Thank you, Emery. My name is Judah Lynn, and I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. And my goodness, I'm just really sitting with this question, and I just don't. I don't have an answer. Couple things came to mind. I thought of the Bhagavad Gita and the battle, this battle story. I thought of the Buddha's epithet of the unexcelled victor in battle. And so,
So are you saying that we're in good company?
we're in great company. And I just love this question because it's floored me. I'm like, I just don't think in those terms. One thing I would share that's coming up for me to share is I have a battle with my neighbor. He's a young fella, and he jumps up and down. He runs up and down the hallway, and he's got a dog, and this is happening for months. And I've been battling letting him in. I don't know. I had.
So what I would ask you, because the question is internally, the war internally. So I
Thank
would
you.
ask you, what does that young man and the dog represent within yourself running up, like what hallway are you running up and down, jumping up and down in your own internal world? And I'll leave you with that to think about.
Thank you.
Yeah. Henry.
Hey, my name's Henry. I live in Seattle. This is my first time joining this call or actually interacting with mindfulness coaching school.
Welcome.
I actually happen to be a veteran myself, Afghanistan veteran. So, but I'll leave that war behind. The war that I'm currently fighting is like belief that I can't do enough, or that I'm not doing enough, and then like countered with that I won't do enough. And it's like just like this back and forth on like how much can you do, and like are you doing enough? especially when it comes to like my work and stuff like that. So always playing the tug of war with myself.
Yep, that's exactly it, Henry. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. And thanks for your service. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of vets with EMDR. So yeah, glad you're here. Sandra.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Anne-Marie. Thank you. I'm calling from, joining this evening from Frederick, Maryland. So hello, neighbor, Petersburg. Current war is the balance of work and work hours, as well as family time, because I work primarily, you know, remote. So just needing to close the computer at this decent hours and just focus on family time. So
wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Say, let's see, Annie.
Hi, I'm Annie and I am in New Jersey. And so many, where do I begin? I think a big one for me that I'm working on currently is choices that we make and the lasting impact of them, like choices that come across as permanent decisions.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. Sage. And for those of you who are just joining us and who are also choosing not to be seen, even your name, what we're doing is we're talking about the wars within us. And I say plural because usually if there's one war, there's usually another and perhaps another and another. Yeah. Sage.
Yeah. So I'm Sage and I live outside of Philadelphia. This is Willow. She's my buddy. The war that I've been fighting inside and just holding space for is, I'm a mental health therapist, so I've been holding a lot over the last 2 years, and my work with adolescents and young adults, you know, a lot of whom are, just many are in crisis mode or ebbing and flowing.
I'm going to ask you, what's your war?
Yeah, so mine is releasing a feeling that I need to keep doing necessarily that level of acuity of work and kind of the balance between needing to release so that I can take radical self-care and pour into radical self-care.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. There's many of us that are nodding and understanding. Yeah. Thanks. Lisha.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lisha Scott. I'm from Hornby Island, British Columbia. And the war that I'm fighting right now, I just reframed in a wonderful practice coaching session with one of those great student practice times as self-deprivation. And it sounds very extreme, but that is what it is. So,
good.
Yeah, I need to really accept that.
Good,
that has
thank
been
you.
What it is.
Thank you. Let's see, Hillary. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Hillary. I'm from Portland, Oregon. This is my first time hopping on here to learn more about the school. I would say one of my biggest wars is I just started working on a book that's very important to me and quit my job to do that. And the war I've been struggling with is the battle between internal and external motivation. Now that I don't have something that's externally motivating me, like working for a company, and I'm, you know, working for myself and finding my own voice. So really that other war within me is that the validating my own voice.
Great, good. Thank you. So just notice, everybody, how your body is responding as our colleagues share. You know, like with a, oh gosh, I know that one. But go even deeper than that. Like, where do you feel, what body parts are coming forward? Like, does your stomach knot up? It's one of the things that we're learning about in Body Electric, as Annie will testify wherever Annie went there. She's... So, and Krista, what about you?
Yeah, hi everyone, I'm Krista. I am in Nashville, Tennessee. I think the word that I'll share is a constant battle with always feeling like I need to be doing more and achieving more. So balancing that with actually, how do I slow myself down and pace this out and take care of myself at the same time?
Great, good, thank you. And we're gonna take Beth, Carolyn, and Millie. But I just would like you both, the three of you, to go into a laser, lean and lasered comment, because I want to do some coaching today. So we need about the next 25 minutes for sure, and then 5 minutes to close. So Carolyn, what about you? Where are you from and what's your war?
Hello, my name is Carolyn. I'm from Akron, Ohio. I'm an LPCC. I can definitely identify with Sage. I am first time on a call, so I am checking out your program. And I'm grateful to be here. I want to say right now for me, it's finding clarity and focus on goals and needs, both personally and professionally. I've been feeling overwhelmed, which is not always a bad thing. Either, because I'm feeling really pretty good about the direction I think I want to go in, but it's getting focused. It's the focus and finding that clarity right now.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Beth.
Hi, my name's Beth Lewis, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I would say that my war right now is I'm really excited about being in the coaching school and loving it and having trouble focusing on my job that makes me money currently. So I'd rather not have to do that anymore. So that's my internal war.
I understand. Thank you. Thanks. And Millie. Whoops, Millie, you need to unmute.
Hi. So I'm Millie. I'm in Miami, Florida. My battle, I prefer battle than war, actually. I feel I'm more in control. But my battle right now is forgiveness and a fear of the unknown. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you to use, since the war makes you a little edgy using that word, and battle makes you feel a little bit more at ease, I'm going to ask you, what would be the war inside of you?
Not having control.
Yeah. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So did I miss anyone? Just kind of make some movement. Yeah. So notice again, how does your body feel? How was it when Millie went down a little bit deeper and she realized it was not having control. Not having control on where you're going to sleep at night. Not having control about if you're going to be hit by a missile. Not having control. You know, the impermanence of life, which is always there, but in times of war, it's in our face. So please bring this forward in your inner work this week. And see what it might take for you to get a stamp of approval. What do you need to do with this war that you have that's inside of you to get a stamp of approval about who you are? So in coaching, we would call that an inquiry. It's something that you take with you to go on to the next day, to the next moment or whatever. It's something that we live with Because each day, each moment, the answer to that inquiry is going to change a bit. It just does. It just does. So I would like to coach somebody. And before we get into the coaching, I probably need to do some logistics. I am, I'm turning 70 April 4th. And I am, thank you. I mean, it's, you know, how do we achieve that? I don't know. I guess you just keep being on the planet and eating the right foods or something. Excuse me. But I'm turning 70 on April 4th. Our next mindfulness coaching call is April 4th. And I am not going to be teaching, nor am I not going to be doing the call. What I want to do is, and I know some of you are new and you may never come back. We get, although we don't have very many people on the call right now, we have more than enough. You are approved, stamped and approved. But many people listen to this. We have a lot of people that listen to this recording. So I wanted to take a poll on, should we just skip next month or should we do it on April the 11th? What do you think? April 11th or skip? I don't know which. Judah has no war. Everything is okay.
April 11th.
April 11th. Yes,
April 11th, not to miss it.
Okay, April 11th. Okay. So if I can't get someone to substitute for me, which I don't think I can because of what's going on with spring breaks and things, we'll do it April 11th. So just kind of put that in your calendar. It'll be the same time. Okay. What else do I want to say? Anything else? We have some classes coming up. I should probably do that. Before we start coaching, and I had them right here, but they're not here anymore. So one is Skillful Means, which begins I believe it's the 14th. I might be wrong, but of this month. It's taught by Meg Hess, and it's a prerequisite to doing Body Electric. So it's a very important class, but it's also a class where you're going to learn coaching skills, and you're going to practice and practice and practice, and you're going to get it down. Stretch also starts in April. It's an intensive, so it's going to be two classes each week for 6 weeks. Is that right? Six times four. Yeah. Six weeks, 4 hours, but it's on two different days for the week. So it's 2 hours, on one day and 2 hours on another day, totaling 24 hours. And Phil Jodry teaches that. This is going to be his last class, he thinks. I hope it's not his last class that he's going to teach here. Kristen Moody will be teaching in the fall. She's going to be taking over Stretch. But Phil is just dynamite. He's been with the school almost since the beginning, and I've known him much longer than the school has been happening. He's just a dear. I could go on and on about him. But it's a great class, so I highly recommend popping into that one. And then Deeper Than Words with Surgeon, who lives up in over in Montenegro, and group coaching. So there's some things that are happening. Register soon, so you get your. I have this thing that as soon as you register, the class starts working on you, even though it might be a month out. Because I've noticed that with retreats that I've done, you know, for decades. It's like as soon as I register or as soon as I get the airline ticket to go to India, it's like suddenly everything is happening. You know, it's like the inner work is just, whew. So I highly recommend you register soon. Okay, now who wants to be coached? Judah? Yeah? Okay, so for those of you who are not Judah, I want to encourage you to do what Annie just did and just go to your, just blank out your video. And it'll just be Judah and myself. Judah, have you ever been coached before?
I can't say really, no.
Okay.
Done a lot of the stuff, but never like coached. And this is my first time meeting you in the mindfulness school. I've been involved in some coaching training, but not the kind of coaching training I want. And so I'm really looking for my next step.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And for those of you who are also like Judah, where this is your first time here and you're looking around, I can't stay after because I'm going to the Judy Collins concert, but typically I do for like 15 to 20 minutes after the call. But do contact me. My phone number is 505-906-6700, and I can talk to you about the school. You can also talk with Mac Dryden, who's my son. His number is 505-316-6726. 505-316-6726. And he'd be happy to talk to you about it also. So, okay. So, Judah, I coach through the ICF Code of Ethics, and part of that ethics is confidentiality. And so I want you to know that I will not be sharing anything that you or I talk about during our session today, unless there's an indication that you might harm yourself or another person. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. I do want to say, though, that this particular session is being recorded and it's being observed for teaching purposes, so it's not really confidential. But typically all coaching sessions are. So where would you like to be at the end of our time together? We have about 15 minutes, más o menos, maybe a little less.
I think just more comfortable. And I just want to say, the reason I wanted to be coached is because I feel incredibly vulnerable and lost right now when you ask this question about the war. And I'm feeling very stupid, and I'm feeling awkward, not good, totally not good enough.
So I'm going to interrupt you for just a second, which is a coaching skill. Where would you like to be at the end of our call together? I mean, surely not stupid, awkward, lost, not good enough. Unless you do. Where would you like to be at the end of our time together? We've got about 15 minutes, probably 13 minutes.
I don't know. Judah,
I'm going to interrupt you because that monkey mind of yours is going. So I'm going to ask you to lean and laser it and get right into like a Zen-like position. So close your eyes for just a moment. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And do another one, another cycle, breathing in deep and then exhaling maybe more, a little bit more forcefully, as though you're getting rid of all that's not needed. And when you think about being coached right now, what would you like to be coached on? What's your agenda? In a very, very lean and lasered way.
Getting clear on my work. I'm leaving one career and going into this new one, which is coaching. And I think that is the war. I want to, some part of me wants to hold on to something that's not serving me, which is my graphic design work.
So are you wanting to, is your agenda to let go of your graphic design work?
It is. As a, if I do graphic design, and I will, it will just be in service of my own business, my own marketing, not to put out my shingle, to do that for other people.
Okay. So letting go of your professional graphic design work, or your letting go of you as a professional graphic designer.
Yes.
Okay. Does that sound like you, or is that my words? Letting go of being a professional graphic designer.
Letting go of my graphic design business is probably how I would put it.
So letting go of my graphic design business.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because then you get the business in there. Great. Okay. So what do you suppose would, if you let go of your graphic design business, and you truly let go of it, what would take its place? What would fill up that space?
Serving, coaching, serving.
Okay. What else comes to mind? Coaching, serving.
growing.
Okay. And when you think about serving, what does serving mean exactly?
Helping others meaningfully, significantly. So helping each other, helping some other people in an essential manner, essentially with who they are, helping them to become who they were born to be, meant to be. And and that's what the, and that's part of this that's my journey too, is to become who I meant to be.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So by doing your own inner work, you're going to be able to also offer the wisdom that you glean with those other folks.
Absolutely. That's big bingo, Aunt Emery. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's following my own path is really part of it. And I'm noticing I'm feeling much more energetic and excited to say this. And that's the fear and the fear, this like, well, you know, I know what everyone's telling me, but this is what this feels right to me. Mm-hmm. And I've had this.
I'm going to interrupt you again. So what's your body feeling like? You said you felt more energetic in just like a couple minutes by just identifying.
Yeah, I feel it, feel much more here.
Okay. And your temp, is that, what is that?
My third eye, I would say my bridge of my nose.
Okay. And where else in your body do you feel more?
Up around higher throat, collarbone area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where else? Any place else?
Maybe a little bit more expanded in this area, but it's definitely, I'd say just around here.
Okay. So around your head.
Head, upper chest, collarbone, and particularly in maybe sensitive to my glasses, but it, just in this area here.
So close your eyes again if you would, and I'm wondering if you could drop down
a little twinge in actually my rib here, just
okay,
below
my heart. Okay, so a twinge in your rib and drop
just,
down
just below my heart. Yeah,
okay, so heart, twinge in rib. Any other place?
And you said to drop down? What was your...
Drop down from that beautiful head of yours into your body. And so we've got your heart, you've got a twinge in your rib.
Stomach, yeah. I just burped.
Okay. So things are starting to shift.
Mm-hmm. I'm noticing warmth and sweating in my hands.
Okay. All right. Great. So what else are you aware of?
So
when you think about, creating more space just by letting go of your graphic design business, what would happen? You've got a smile on your face.
I smiled and I'm it's interesting that I don't know why I'm smiling. I'm smiling. I don't know why. I mean,
Wait. It doesn't matter if you don't know why. It doesn't matter. It's just that your body's giving you a smile. Mm-hmm. So how could you enjoy that smile as opposed to getting heady and analyzing that? What does a smile mean? How about if you just enjoy the smile? So there's something that we do at the school. It's called the butterfly hug. And if you would just cross your arms like this, so that, and then just alternate a tap. Right, left. So hard enough that you feel it and hard enough that you can hear it. Okay. And that's right. Close your eyes and let that smile come into your entire body. The don't know why smile. And imagine that it has a lot of room to expand. Because you no longer have to be a graphic designer having your own business.
Wow. I really feel it in my heart here. And some tears are welling up.
Okay, good. If you want to continue like for a little bit, keep tapping. There you go. Yeah. And what are you aware of now?
Well, the thought came up and said, I want to do this. You know, I want to help people like this. That's a thought that came up.
Okay. Let's stop for just a moment.
Stop clapping?
Yeah, just take a nice deep breath and close your eyes. And imagine that your brain, that brain of yours, the third eye, all that area where you were feeling lots of energy, imagine that it's smiling down to your collarbone. And it's just saying, thanks. Thanks for enlivening me. And your collarbone then in turn looks down upon your heart. And it smiles and it says, thanks. And so there's this radiation that starts happening. Smile just starts radiating to all parts of your body. There's not one atom against you. The twinge in your rib looks down upon your warm, sweaty hands. Says, thank you for being there. And your warm, sweaty hands looks back up to your to that smile on your face. And it says, thank you. What are you aware of right now?
Well, I was aware of my feet on the floor for a few moments ago, and I'm just feeling very, just getting bigger and bigger. I'm feeling powerful. Mm-hmm. Big. I feel like I'm just like open, like I'm starting to open up. I feel like something's starting to unfold.
Wonderful.
Even saying that, my voice feels much more powerful in saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're giving it space by just imagining letting go of being a graphic designer. You're giving space for all this other to arise. It's always been there. So I want to thank you for your courage. Yeah, for not only volunteering to do this, but also just to be going deep in just a few minutes. You know. So what do you want? What would be your first step in letting go of being a professional graphic designer?
Well, the first thing that came to mind is just start looking for a job.
Okay, looking for a job.
Yeah.
And when do you want to start looking for a job?
Like after this call.
Okay, all right. And how would you like me to know, find out about it?
I don't know. Would you like to find out about it?
Yeah, I want to support you. Yeah. You could call me, you could email me, and just let me know how it's going.
Okay, I'll email you.
Okay, great. Good, thank
you. I would love to talk to you also, but I'm just feeling shy about that.
Well, I know how. For those of us who are shy, we need to know how to be learned extroverts. So I have a feeling you can do that. I have a feeling you can make space for that in your life. Yeah. So 505-906-6700. 505-906-6700.
Yeah, it's amazing. I totally remembered that. I don't remember things, and I remember you saying that. I was able to just like hear that. So that's a good sign.
Good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was quick.
I just want to kind of finish this out. Thank you. Deep bow. And I'd like everybody to come back on the call. And the reason I wanted to finish this out is because it's easier to start getting into chatter. Because monkey mind wants to, you know, just, you know, but then we leak energy. And so a lot happened just then. And we have about 6 minutes, and I'd like to hear from you all, because there are some things that happened within that call that were coaching skills but they were also about the somatic aspects of coaching. So for those of you who are observing, thank you for being there, and please share. And I'm going to ask Millie, if Millie's available, because Millie's one of our senior students. She, I think Millie came in like the first year. Have you been with us for 7 years, Millie? I know Cindy has.
Yeah, from the beginning, yeah.
So what did you notice when I was coaching Judah?
I think how much the somatic and the body needs to be taken care of. To help to let go of this monkey mind and allowing just to sink into whatever Judah felt. And he has a great sensitivity, so he knows how to let go his monkey mind pretty easy. So congratulations, it was great.
Good, Millie, thank you. Krista, do you want to share what you just did in the chat?
Yeah, I just said first, thank you, Judah, for your vulnerability in that. And it seems like that somatic piece and dropping into your body came really easily for you. So I admire that because that's tougher for me.
Good. Thanks, Krista. Sandra, and then Leisha.
Sure. Thank you. Well, thank you, Judah, for being vulnerable in front of strangers. But and as you really listen to Anne-Marie's voice and be guided, you're able to just open up. That's what I observe. And there was a easy shift to open that space. So thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be part of that witness.
Good, thank you. Anybody else who'd like to volunteer? Cindy, do you want to share something, or Leisha? Yeah?
I will. Thank you. I really went along for a bit of a ride with you in dropping down into my body, big time monkey mind, and it did bring me insight into what the war really is for me. Mm-hmm. You know.
Good.
So thank you. Very grounded, powerful. All that energy. You know, it really does come. We create space for it.
Good.
I was really mindful of the fact that you two do not know each other and or your history, and so that you were able to just go there. And I started thinking, I've been in similar situations, and if you really go there, like you kept making him come back, lean and lasered, was like a great reminder. It was really great in that regard.
Thank you. Thanks. I wouldn't recommend that, you know, if you have a dinner partner. you need to be judicious with, you know, how you do it. But yeah, thank you, Cindy. It's true. That's what coaching is about. Yeah. Henry, what did you notice? What did you notice in your body? What did you notice? You know, what was your monkey mind telling you, or your inner critic or gremlin or anything?
Yeah, well, I found myself in a surprisingly similar situation to Judah, as far as like career progression or career transition and sort of being nervous to take the next step. So I felt like Judah was like my voice, like it was like I was talking through him. And I appreciated how much you caught him before he could sort of spin himself into like a new direction or sort of lose touch with the feelings that he was like really coming up with. And I was really impressed with how well, Judah, you sunk into your body and you really sort of let that expression come out to you and sort of override the sort of nerves, and how much progress you guys made in like 15 minutes is like, that's incredible. So yeah.
I know. Is it? I do 30 minute sessions. I don't, you know, a lot of coaches do hour sessions. I do 30 minutes. As a psychotherapist, I used to do 90 minute sessions because I always incorporated EMDR to it. And I've just worked myself to 30 because so much happens. And there's a point where you need to stop because the client can only integrate so much. So to do a whole hour, it's too much. It's just too much for the body. It's too much for the mind. I'm not talking like in a abreaction kind of way, but in terms of just bringing it forward into our lives. So Henry, thank you. I'm glad that Judah spoke for you. That's great. So it's at the top of the hour, and I just wanted to say thank you for everybody joining, and for those of you who weren't able to join but you're listening, thank you for being with us. This was an example of how to work with the war with inside of you. And a lot of the time it's like being able to say, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then noticing, because I don't know if you realized, but I said, just imagine for a moment that you're not going to be a graphic designer. And it doesn't mean that I said, you can't do it anymore, da, da, da. But just imagine. And then what kind of space, you know, tell me about the space that happens. So when we confront, and I think I want to use the word confront, our wars, it gives us the opportunity to say, okay, I'm not going to play with you today. And so it gives us more space within ourselves to do something else, to maybe think differently, to just create a different lifestyle, just for a day or an hour, and see what that's like. So I encourage each of you, again, as I said earlier, play with this within yourself. You know, find that antidote to the war and give yourself the stamp of approval. Okay? All right. Deep bow, everybody. And I'll see you April 11th. In fact, let's just plan on it. April 11th. Okay. Deep bow. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.